And this time on Culturefile, we're back to our conversation with pianist and composer Rachel Grimes. Grimes originally entered the stage with the pioneering group Rachels, making music that picked elegantly at the edges of rock and classical music in the 1990s. Where Rachels went, Max Richter and Johan Johansson followed. Since then, Grimes has explored what she calls a patchwork quilt of genres, moving recently for the first time into opera, using a full orchestra along with her own playing, samples and film. But as she told Culturefile, working with an orchestra was not part of the plan when she formed the band.
It's a foolish endeavor to go to music school and get a degree in composition to begin with, which is what I did. It's not a career path. My hope was to just begin to get enough skills to know how to get the ideas out of my head and on to the paper, which, you know, at the time was actual paper with a pencil. It's a slow, slow process. And naturally, in music school, you meet all kinds of people. Some people were, you know, really, they were also like I was in rock bands or in different kinds of projects on the side. And I had a couple friends who were making small pieces of theater. And they wanted sound design, so I started, you know, just, I didn't have much skill in that way, but I was like, well, I'll see what I can do, you know. So you just, I think you make the work that you want to make because it's in your world. You know, you have friends that are artists or they're making a different kind of music and you want to be a part of that. You just do it. I never expected to actually have the chance to write orchestra music or even really big chamber works. It was an incredibly difficult and slow process just to get a string trio piece written out and rehearsed and performed. I can't believe, you know, at this point, I actually have written for orchestra multiple times now. And, you know, I've written this giant folk opera, which is still not practical in any sense. Rachel's was really just a few friends who wanted to make, you know, music that was not a rock band. But we knew that we wanted to make pieces that had more of this kind of string and sort of even film noir element to it, you know, than, you know, 3-minute rock pieces. That's all there was to it. There wasn't much of an agenda other than to just get to make the music we heard in our heads.
I was born March 4th, 1903, near Union City, Kentucky, in Madison County.
So The Way Forth, your first opera, is inspired by some sifting you were doing in the family archive.
I was dealing with a whole lot of stuff, as a lot of us can relate. Both of my parents were in declining health and needed help moving from where they were to, you know, more nursing care. My brother and I were just helping each of them independently to kind of transition. So that meant that within a couple years' time, we were dealing with a lot of their stuff.
Most of the time, the teacher made the fires, swept the floors, and straightened up the room before any of the children arrived. Some of the girls and boys in the upper grades.
My mom was pretty well organized, so she had everything kind of in gear. But even still, you know, there's a couple of tubs of amazing photographs and letters and newspaper clippings and things that, you know, even if I had seen them, maybe I hadn't really seen them all in one sitting. And in the case of my dad's stuff, oh my gosh, he had stuff from his parents and their parents' parents and like 7 generations worth of documents. Postcards, letters, really a real, you know, assortment of stuff. I mean, I think that some people might have just taken a lot of that and chucked it, but I'm not really like that. For me, it not only represented, you know, the people that I have come from, but there are just immediately these stories and these little hints into, you know, the way things used to be for people, how ways of life, little tiny glimpses into stories of another era. And so I was just enjoying that from a personal standpoint. It was also pretty painful, you know. I mean, trying to deal with all of this stuff and put it in any kind of order was challenging. The thing that really lit the fire for creating a piece was that I was trying to get kind of the best of my dad's family's photos together for a visit that some cousins were coming to visit. And I thought, well, it'd be great if we had just sort of the best album for them. And it seemed like in trying to put that album together, you know, in chronological order, just seemed like something was taking place. Something was unfolding. And it made me obsess more on getting to the bottom of who people were and what their stories were.
Thank you.
a few years before this time, I'd say this was 15 or 20 years ago, I had put my hands in this basket, very old and crispy basket full of photographs and all this stuff, and I had pulled out an envelope full of these handwritten, you know, sepia tone letters and documents. And one of the things that I opened was a bill of sale for a woman named Susan and her three children, purchased all at the same time by one of my ancestors. This was 1824, and it was something like $780. And this was a transactional occurrence that was going on all the time. Because a lot of my family has been in Kentucky for a long, long time, some of them were slave owners and some were not. You know, it really kind of depended on not only their economic status, but, you know, their choice in the matter. A lot of people in Kentucky were abolitionists. They didn't believe in slavery, but many did, of course. And I was just really taken with reading these words and thinking about who she must have been. And I have very few clues of what this woman's life was like, but I do have a song called Bill of Sale. It's an a cappella song. There's no words except the words "no more." Most of the singing is just ahs and oohs. And so it really symbolizes the community singing together and recalling that this is our past and wanting to commit to never being this way again. You know, this violent, oppressive past that is really the whole past of the United States and a lot of the world, really.
Rachel Grimes there, and the album version of her opera, The Way Forth, will be out in November. Before that, she'll be performing the live score to People on Sunday at the Triskell Arts Centre in Cork this coming Saturday.